हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्यां षष्ठः अनुवाकः, सिक्स्थ् सेक्शन्। वी बीन सीइंग, वी सॉ दैट पोर्शन। अथातो नु प्रश्नाः, पोर्शन। अथातो नु प्रश्नाः आहो विद्वानमल्लोकं प्रेत्य कश्चन गच्छति। ओ इवदत् न पोर्शन्। आहो विद्वानमल्लोकं प्रेत्य कश्चन गच्छति। I explained this already. When the number 3 is put, 3 stands for Plutaha. We have letters for Hraswaha and Dirgaha. Hraswaha, Dirgaha, Plutaha. Hraswaha, short. Vowel, short sound, the vowel is hraswaha. Long sound, the vowel is dirgaha. For which you have sounds, we have letters. Pruta has prolonged sound of the vowel. There is no letter for that. So number is put. And this number, this prutaha, the prolongation of the vowel, indicates what now? Expression of some doubt. And who has the doubt? Of course, teacher should not have the doubt. This one must have the doubt. So in Taittiriya Upanishad, this one who has been listening to the teaching, has been listening from the beginning, on the beginning of Yasmat Jalan Jagat Sarvam, has been listening to the teacher. And, of course, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth is implied by the term Brahma. The same truth is implied by the term Atma also. Because of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude and all-pervasiveness. The same reality can be, has to be understood, arrived at only as the swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower. This is what we get to know only through Upanishad. Nowhere else. No other pramanam can tell us. No other pramanam tells us. I mean, no other pramanam says no other way, nothing in the world says this fact. There is reality which is available for recognition only as one's own Swarupa. Because the reality of the whole must be the reality of everything in the universe. And human being happens to be the only one being being endowed with the self, knowledge of self-existence, a self-conscious being, is eligible to discover the truth. Therefore, for a human being, Upanishad tells that reality is available for a case of one's own self. And to arrive at that self, the beautiful prakriya has been used here as Panchakosha prakriya. And Taittiriya Upanishad is known for this particular prakriya specifically. We understood very beautifully that pramanam, no pramanam can reveal the truth, reality. Including the Upanishad, pramanam cannot reveal the truth, but still Upanishad here serves as a means of knowledge, pramanam. It does not reveal the reality directly. Upanishad also makes us understand what the reality is not, by way of making us understand what the I am not is the, it helps us understand what I am not, what the reality is not, thereby it helps us exactly stumble upon what the reality is, what I am. So there we understood through the prakriya and analysis how gradually Upanishad step by step helped us arrive at the truth implied by the term Atma. And there the Atma being non-separate from Brahman knowledge made very clear in analyzing that Anandamaya Kosha. That is where, and that Atma, which is non-separate from Brahma, the truth of the whole, the truth of the whole obtaining as the innermost essence of the individual, implied by the term Atma, are one and the same. Atma eva Brahma, Brahma eva Atma. They're not two. It becomes very clear. Today, towards the end, it is made very clear that reality is a being, reality being the abstract, subtlest, cannot be revealed by any pramanam. Not available for any pramanam. Of course, it is very obvious, very many times repeated. Reality is not an object of knowledge. Na drishya vishayaha. Therefore, not objectifiable, not perceptible, not conceivable, not can be described also by the words. Because absolutely is attributeless. Jati, guna, kriya, vishesha, sambandhas are also not there for this Atma. Therefore, here the doubt on the part of the student is whether Brahman exists or not. That's a Brahman exists or not. Brahma asti uta nasti. That question is implied here. It is not explicitly revealed. He only asks two questions. The two question expressions of doubts. Remember that no. The doubt was based on the understanding that everything here, the entire cosmos, right from space, has come into existence from Brahma. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha akashadvayuhu vayoragni agnerapaha adhya prithvi prithivya oshadhayaha oshadibhyonam annat purushaha. So that annat purushaha, that until then only this srishti is discussed. So the very few sentences itself, what is conveyed is the whole cosmos has come into existence from Brahman only. The Hathi has not come into existence from Brahman, which means the human being, Ajnani, also has come from the same Brahman. The Jnani also must have come from the same Brahman. If the only truth of everything is Jnani, Ajnani, the truth, the Swarupam of everyone must be the same one, the same truth, same reality. If that is so, then after the death, after leaving from this world, whether Ajnani returns to Brahma, Jnani also returns to Brahma. Whether Ajnani returns to Brahman or not, whether Jnani returns to Brahman or not. Why this question? Karyam karanam pratyeva gachet. The effect should go back to its cause. Because it has to go back to its own source. For a Jnani also Brahman is the truth. For a Jnani also Brahman is the truth. So both of them should go to the same source. Second source is not there. If Ajnani also goes back to the same source after the death, without knowledge also, then there's no point in studying the Shastram. They don't only not work very hard. Anyway, after death, everyone has to go back to Brahman. So attainment of knowledge will be irrelevant, useless. If it is said, Ajnani goes back to Brahman, Ajnani also resolve in Brahman. If it is said, then study of the Shastram becomes meaningless. Attainment of Jnanam will be meaningless. Shastram also has no greatness as the Pramanam. There's no need for one to discover the truth, because Ajnani goes back to the Brahman. If we say Ajnani does not go back to Brahman, Ajnani after death will not return to Brahman, will not resolve in Brahman, if we say also, then there's a possibility of what now saying, Jnani also cannot go back to Brahman. Then also, Shastra study, after attaining Jnanam also, one cannot go back to Brahman. Means then there's no, what is the use of studying Brahman? Studying the Shastram. What is the use of studying the Shastram and discovering Brahman? Anyway, so the doubt is based on that. Aho vidwan amum pretya kaschana vidwan amum pretya gachati. Amum gachati. Whether Brahman reaches, Vidwan attains Brahman or not, Gachati, the doubt attains or not, or Avidwan, having reached, depart from this world, attains Brahman or not. So these are the questions presented by the student, Sishyaha. Sishyasya Samshaya. ప్రతిపాదకః మంత్రః. ద క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆస్క్డ్ బట్ శంకరాచార్య థాట్ఫుల్లీ సేస్ దిస్ వోంట్ ఆస్క్ ఓన్లీ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్ వెదర్ అజ్ఞాని రిజాల్వ్స్ అటైన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డెత్ whether jnani attains brahman or not after the death. But Upanishad itself says what? Atha anuprashnaha. It was explained, I'm repeating this, just reminding of the class, previous class. Atha anuprashnaha. The prashnaha is a word in plural form. Only two questions are presented. It must have been atha anuprashnau. Instead of saying anuprashnu, anuprashnaha. The word is in plural form. Only two questions are there. Therefore, Shankara Prabhupada made it very clear. These questions are not irrelevant questions, very relevant. Questions based on the teaching. That's why Anu Prashna, Anu. Again, so he says, we can take this two questions as four questions. First he said four questions. A vidwan after the death attains Brahman. Does a vidwan attain Brahman? Does a vidwan after the death not attain Brahman? Whether avidwan, ignorant person, attains Brahman. Where ignorant person does not attain Brahman. He made this two into four first. So we can take these two questions as four questions. So that anuprashnaha, the word in plural form, can be justified. Why Upanishad says four questions? Otherwise, what is important thing is, the most important thing, the first question implied by the student is, actually implied here, not hidden here. It is not explicitly revealed, but it is implied here. What is the important question? First question, whether Brahman exists or not. Brahma asti uta nasti. If this has to be established, if this is established, Brahman exists. First of all, one must be convinced that there is reality. Why? Conviction is important. Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, imperceptible, inconceivable, indescribable. No pramanam can reveal it. It can add to any pramanam, including the Shastra pramanam. But still, why do we say Shastra is the pramanam? Because Shat pramanani, six pramanams, no pramanam can reveal. Shabda pramanam also. So Shastra is Shabda pramanam only. But still, Shastram helps us understand what the reality is not. Thereby, it helps us arrive at reality. Directly, even no, nothing can reveal. It's the greatest of Shastram. Therefore, it enjoys the status of Indi Pramanam. Non-revealability of the reality also is revealed by the Shastram. Why and how reality cannot be revealed at all? That's also revealed by the Shastram. Only if the existence of the reality is established, then his very question is relevant. If Brahman doesn't even exist, then why? What is the need for us to ask the question whether the jnani attains Brahman or not, ajnani attains Brahman or not? The question itself will not be relevant unless the existence of Brahman is established. Therefore, The question implied here is, which is not mentioned here, is whether Brahman exists or not. If that we conclude that question, along with these two, there will be three questions. We can take this word Atha Anuprashnaha as, even the two questions are presented, you take the third question. So that the word and plural form can be justified, whether Brahman exists or not. So we saw, in order to answer these questions, we were seeing the Bhashyam part. I'm going to go to the exact part, portion of the Bhashyam. Yetesham. Are you all with me now? Okay. Exactly the Bhashyam portion where we left. Yetesham prativachanartham uttaraha granthaha arabhyate. Correct? All with me? I know one sentence back. I have to go back to that. These are the questions asked. And yetesham prativachanartham, for the purpose of answering these questions, the following text, uttaraha granthaha, the later portion of the text, the following text is begun. Uttaraha granthaha kimartham arabhyate, that he explains. Okay. Then first, he is tatra astitvam eva tavat uchyate. Astitvam eva uchyate. Astitvam means existence. There, astitvam uchyate. Existence of Brahman alone is emphatically revealed. How? Yatha uktam satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti. Exactly as it was already defined, said, the very opening of the text itself, when it was said, brahmavit param apnoti, that itself, the direct definition of Brahman was given as satyam jnanam anantam brahma. The definition is given. The definition is the proof that Brahman exists. What is Brahman? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. The direct definition, swarupa lakshanam of Brahman, was presented in the opening text itself as satyam jnanam anantam brahma. And then the benefit of knowing that Brahman also was mentioned. How can Upanishad present the benefit of knowing the Brahman as opening sentence, Brahma vida apnoti param? The benefit of knowledge of Brahman is mentioned means definitely Brahman must be there. If Brahman is not there, how can one know Brahman? And how can one talk about the benefit of knowing the Brahman? That we have to supply, we have to include that. First thing. Second thing, Brahman asti, Brahman exists, because Upanishad talks about the benefit of knowing that Brahman, but they say that from knower of Brahman attains the absolute end. One thing. Second thing, and that definition of the Brahman, swarupa lakshanam of Brahman, also was given as satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti. Tatra katham satyatvam iti yetad vaktavyam iti uchyate. In that context, how that Brahman is real, reality of that Brahman, satyatvam of that Brahman, reality of that Brahman, how real that Brahman is, reality of the Brahman, must be explained. For that purpose, it is said here. What is it? Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. Sattvam means existence. Uktihi means word, expression. Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. The existence being the reality is said here. What is the reality here? Existence is the reality. Uktam hi sadeva satyam. This also explained last class. Do you remember? Sadeva satyam. There, sat means existence. Satyam means real reality. Reality is nothing but existence. Existence alone is the reality. This, what is implied by that word abstractly, subtly, as existence? In what form does reality obtain? Reality is in the form of very existence. Therefore, sadeva satyam, existence is the reality. Iti. Tasmat sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. The same sentence is repeated. Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate means reality is nothing but pure existence. The pure existence is the reality. Reality is in the form of existence. Reality is nothing but existence. Katham evam arthata avagamyate asya granthasya. Now, how the existence being the reality, existence is the reality. Reality is in the form of existence. This meaning, how is it understood? Katham evam arthata avagamyate asya granthasya. How is this meaning understood? How is this meaning of the text is understood? Answer is shabda anugamat. You are simply saying there is reality, and reality is in the form of existence. Existence is the reality. How? Katam avagamyate asya granthasya arthata shabda anugamat. Shabda anugamaha means anugamanam. Anugamaha means going after, following what? If we go following the words and sentences which are given, analyzing them carefully, we can understand how the reality is in the form of existence. The pure existence is the reality. Shabda anugamat, shabda anugamena, arthata avagamyate. Okay. This is where exactly I stopped, correct? It took some time for me to come back to this. Sometimes it's very important. Okay. I'm going to the following portion of the Bhashyam. Anena eva, anenaivahi, అర్థేన అన్వితాని ఉత్తరాణి వాక్యాని. ఉత్తరాణి వాక్ ఫస్ట్ హీ సెడ్ శబ్ద అనుగమాత్. రీసన్ శబ్ద అనుగమాత్ మీన్ శబ్ద అనుగమేన. ద రీసన్ ఇస్ గివెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ మెనీ టైమ్స్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్ ఇన్ భాష్య పఠనం దిస్ పాయింట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ అవుట్ మేక్ నోట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ నోట్ ఆఫ్ నో whenever the sentence ends in fifth case anuga shabda anugamat the fifth case is always used to give an appropriate reason hetu why it is said existence is the reality sattvam sat సత్యం సత్ ఏవ సత్యం ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈజ్ ద రియాలిటీ రియాలిటీ ఈస్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వై దిస్ మీనింగ్ ఈస్ గివెన్ అర్థత హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ అండర్స్టెడ్ ద రీజన్ ఈస్ గివెన్ కే ద రీజన్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఫిఫ్త్ కేస్ శబ్ద అనుగమః is the reason. Shabda anugamat means if we click quietly go following the words and sentences then this meaning can be understood. And he further said anenaivahi arthena anvitani ఉత్తరాణి వాక్యాని. ఉత్తరాణి వాక్యాని ది ఫాలోయింగ్ సెంటెన్సెస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ వీ హెడ్ టు స్టడీ వీ నాట్ హెట్ స్టడీడ్ దట్ సో సెంటెన్సెస్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ వి స్టడీడ్ ఆల్రెడీ వెన్ వీ హెడ్ విత్ ద మూల గ్రంథ ద సేమ్ తైత్రి ఉపనిషత్ ద సిక్స్త్ అనువాక ద సెవెంత్ అనువాక ఎక్సెట్రా we are going to come across many statements. So uttarani granthani, the texts which are going to follow, uttarani vakyani, the sentence which are going to follow later on, the same upanishad, the same chapter, the same section, also in the following sections, we are going to come across statements, uttarani vakyani. All those sentences, anvitani, all those sentences are endowed with, all those sentences have endowed with these meanings only, with this meaning only. Anena eva arthena anvitani uttarani vakyani. The following statements, of course, are endowed with this meaning only. This meaning alone only is revealed by the following sentences. Tat satyam iti achakshate, tat satyam ityachakshate. We are going to come across next sentence, what? Tat satyam ityachakshate. Wise people call that as satyam. Tat means that. Satyam means real, reality. Achakshate, say, reveal. So wise people are the reveal that to be the reality. The word tat there, the example, the sentence tat satyam achakshate, in the sentence the word tat stands for sat. The word tat, why? The word tat stands for sat. It's existence. So existence alone is reality. Wise people say existence to be the reality. One more sentence is there. You follow that? Same meaning. Then, యదేశ ఆకాశ ఆనందో నస్యాత్. యదేశ ఆకాశ ఆనందో నస్యాత్. నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్, ఏషః ఆకాశః, దిస్ స్పేస్ అండ్ ఈవన్ ఆనందః నస్యాత్, మీన్ వాట్, వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ దేర్ ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, సపోజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్, నథింగ్ కెన్ బి హియర్. ఇఫ్ రిమూవ్ ది వాటర్, హౌ కెన్ దర్ బి ఓషన్? లైక్ దట్, వితౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్ నథింగ్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ దేర్. ఆల్ దీస్ సెంటెన్సెస్ సర్వ్ యాజ్ వాట్, కన్ఫర్మ్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ రియాలిటీ బీయింగ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. అండ్ మీన్ వర్డ్ వర్డ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ది రియాలిటీ. సద్వస్తు. గో టు నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్. సో యద్ ఏష, యదేష ఆకాశ ఆనందో నస్యాత్, దట్ సెంటెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ లేటర్ ఆన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ప్రూవ్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బీయింగ్ ది రియాలిటీ. అగైన్, ఇఫ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్ హిమ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ దర్, దెన్ డెఫినెట్లీ ది స్పేస్ ఎక్సెట్రా, ద యూనివర్స్ వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ దర్. ఈవన్ ఆనంద, ఎవ్రీ దర్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సుఖం ఆన్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్. ఈవన్ దో పూర్ణానంద, బ్రహ్మానంద, ది అబ్సల్యూట్ హ్యాపీనెస్, లిమిట్లెస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ ఓన్ ఓన్ స్వరూపం, స్టిల్ ది పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ డిగ్రీ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎవర్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. ఇఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ నాట్ దర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సుఖం అట్ ఆల్ అండ్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఇండివిజువల్. దట్ ఇస్ ఇస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ ఫార్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బీయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బీయింగ్ ది రియాలిటీ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికమ్స్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్ నౌ? Reality is in the form of existence. If that becomes understood, then we did not prove anything else. Then Brahman exists. That question becomes answered. So, we'll go to the next sentence. Tatra అసదేవ బ్రహ్మ ఇతి ఆశంక్యతే. కరెక్ట్, తత్ర అసదేవ బ్రహ్మ ఇతి ఆశంక్యతే. బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, దిస్ హౌ దిస్ అ డౌట్. ఆశంక్య, బ్రహ్మ ఆశంక్యతే, బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ డౌటెడ్ టు బి నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. ద రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ డౌటెడ్ టు బి నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. అసదేవ బ్రహ్మ ఇది ఆశంక్యతే. కస్మాత్, వై? కిమత్తం, వై బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ డౌటెడ్ టు బి నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్? యద్ అస్తి తద్ విశేషత గృహ్యతే యథా ఘటాది. యద్ అస్తి తద్ గృహ్యతే. Anything which is existent, anything which exists, is grihyate, is known, is understood, is recognized. Some specification, visheshataha grihyate, anything which exists is known through some specification. What specification? It must be available for objectification. Anything known means that first thing, it must be available for objectification. Then it must be perceptible, or it must be conceivable. It must be describable. Because some specification. The viseshataha grihyate. How yatha ghatadi. Just as objects such as pot, etc. Is easily known through given specification. Yat nasti tat na upalabhyate yatha sasavishanadi. And that which does not exist is not available for knowledge. Yat nasti yannasti tannopalabhyate yannasti tannopalabhyate yat nasti, if you break it, yat nasti tat na upalabhyate yannasti tannopalabhyate yannasti tannopalabhyate means yad nasti tad na upalabhyate. Look at what sandhi. That which does not exist is not available for knowledge. Not na upalabhyate, not available for recognition, not available for interaction, transaction, experience, enjoyment. Na upalabhyate is not available for anything. Like what? Yatha shasha vishanadi. Shasha sya vishanaha. Vishanaha means horn. Shashaha means rabbit. Shasha vishana adi. There's so many other things, okay? The non-existent things like rabbit's horn. Yatha shasha vishanadi. Just as many things such as rabbit's horn, etc. are not available for recognition, not available for knowledge, not available for perception, experience. Why? Such things do not exist. So, yannasi tanno upalabhyate. The Brahman is not available for knowledge with any specification. Therefore, what? Brahman does not exist. Tatha na upalabhyate Brahma. Simple. Brahman is not available for knowledge. Not available for knowledge through any pramanam, through with any specification, with any attribute. Therefore what? Tatha na upalabhyate Brahma. Tasmad viseshataha agrahanat nasti. Iti is the conclusion. The reason is given. Tasmat, because of this reason, specific reason, because of this reason, viseshataha agrahanat. Due to the non-recognition, due to the non-agrahanat, specifically, it's not a non-recognition. Brahman is not there. Agrahanam is the reason. Agrahana means it is not available for recognition. Non-recognizability of the reality, unknowability of the reality is the reason for making the conclusion that Brahman does not exist. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, now Upanishad has to press next mantra. The sixth anuvaka begins. A Brahman exists. Brahman exists, and Brahman Because Brahman is existence, is Brahman. That existence, see, the reality is pure existence. That pure existence is in the form of pure consciousness. Pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. The pure, that which exists, the reality, the pure existence, nothing but pure consciousness, the pure knowledge. Without this knowledge, reality, it is not even possible for such a thing called desire. Isn't it? Therefore, we are going to present the next reason. Okay, we go to read the next anuvaka. After reading this anuvaka, I mean, we will again come back to these previous questions and we're going to understand some little more of this. Is it clear now? Can I go ahead? No. So kamayata, bahusyam prajayeti, bahusyam prajayeti, satapotapyata, satapastaptva, bahusyam prajayeti, satapotapyata, satapastaptva, idagam sarvamasrajata, iragam sarvamasrajata, yadidankincha, tat srishtva, tadevanu pravishat, tadevanupravishat, tadanupravishya, sachatyachabhavat, niruktancha, nilayanancha, vijnanancha, satyanchandritancha, satyamabhavat, yadidankincha, tat satyamitya chakshate. Tat satyamitya chakshate, tadap yesha shloko bhavati. This whole paragraph. Now you can see how beautifully this elaboration, I told you already, the very beginning, it's the whole section is an elaboration of the first very one sentence. The first sentence, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What is that Brahman? So Brahman is the form of existence. Existence is of the nature of pure consciousness. How Brahman is. So kamayata. Very interesting. Based on this teaching, again the doubts will be there. So kamayata. Here, make a note of it. Saha akamayata. You can see avagraha there, S sign. Do you all see avagraha? That S sign is called avagraha. Avagraha stands for short akaraha, short vowel a. So saha akamayata. Why so kamayata? You all know visarga sandhi. I need not explain. Saha akamayata. Saha means what? Third person singular pronoun, masculine. masculine pronoun, saha means that person, or that. So that stands for what here? Masculine gender, Brahman is a neuter gender word. What you understand? Saha means Brahmatma. That absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman is the Atma, is all pervasive reality obtaining as innermost essence of every being. Isn't Atma? Saha. Atma is a Pullinga Shabda. Brahman and Atma are one and the same. So Saha is a masculine pronoun which implies what here? Which means here Atma, Brahmatma. That Brahman obtaining as the truth of every being. The Brahmatma akamayata, desired. That Brahman alone desired. Just know the literal meaning first, then we'll see the explanation later on. That Brahman alone desired. What did the Brahman desire? Kamayate is a present tense verb. Kamayate. Akamayata, atmanepadam. Therefore, kamayate in past tense, lang group means akamayata. Saha kamayate, he desires. Saha akamayata, he desired. He means who? Not a masculine gender. The masculine pronoun implying the reality, Brahmatma. That Brahmatma desired. What was the desire? What did the Brahmatma desire? Bahu Syam. Bahu, many. Syam, may I become. May become many. Prajayeya. Bahu Syam. Prajayeya. Aham is implied there. It's not mentioned. Bahusyam. Bahusyam. Syam means what? Asmi. No, that is ling rupam is what? Syam. Bahusyam means may I become many. Aham is implied there. Prajayeya. Again, prajayeya also what? First person verb only. Prajayeya. Iti saha akamayata prajayeya. Let me be born prajayeya. May I be born. Let me be born. This is what he desired. Saha akamayata prajayeya aham bahusyam aham prajayeya. Aham is implied there. Then saha atapyata. Satapo tapyata. Saha tapaha atapyata. Again avagraha comes. Saha tapaha atapyata. Saha tapaha atapyata. Why I'm repeating? These are the things we aren't going to see again and again. That's why better we learn. Saha tapaha atapyata. So saha tapaha atapyata means what? He practiced tapas. The Brahmatma practiced tapas. Satapas taptva. And having performed tapas. Saha tapaha taptva. Idagum sarvam asrujata. That idagum is Vedic usage. Chandasaha prayogaha. Satapas taptva. So having performed tapas, that Brahmatma asrujata. Asrujata, srujati, srujate, srujati, ubhayapadi dhatu. Srujati, ubhayapadi dhatu. So ubhayapadam actually. ஸ்ருஜதி ஸ்ருஜதே. பாஸ்ட் டென்ஸ் அஸ்ருஜத்து அஸ்ருஜத. சோ இதம் சர்வம் அஸ்ருஜத. தபா தப்துவா இதம் சர்வம் அஸ்ருஜத. ஹேவிங் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் தபஸ் ஹி கிரியேட்டட் ஆல் திஸ். Created all this means what? Yatkincha idam. Yatkincha idam means what? Whatever is here as this. Whatever is here as this. As part of this whole universe. Yatkincha idam sarvam asrujata. Whatever is here. All this Brahmatma created. Afterwards, tat srishtva tad evanu pravishat. And having created all this, anupravishat. Anupravishat, he entered. We are seeing the literal meanings of these words. Beautiful explanation is following. The Bhasham will make us understand what all these mantras mean. What Brahmatma desired to create, may I be born, may create. Brahmatma had this year, Brahmatma created this, and having created, Brahmatma entered into this creation also. Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. Having created, what does it mean? We are going to see a beautiful explanation later on. Having created this, Brahmatma entered. Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. It sounds like cock and bull story, isn't it? What? Brahmatma created this and he entered into this? We are going to understand that later on. It's called having created this entered into this also anupravishat. Then tadanupravishya, created, entered, and having entered, what did Brahmatma do? Tadanupravishya sachatyachcha bhavat. Having entered into this universe, that Brahmatma alone became sat cha tyat cha satyat cha bhavat. You break sat and tyat. It became sat, it became tyat also. So sat stands for anything and everything with the form. It became all the objects with forms. Then the tyat means that Brahman alone became everything without form also. So anything which exists here with the form and without form, everything is what? Brahman only. The Brahmatma alone has created this universe. They created all that is here. And having created, Brahmatma has entered into everything. Having entered, that Brahmatma became everything with forms and without forms. Brahmatma became those objects with the forms and those objects without forms. Niruktancha, niruktancha. Brahmatma became those objects which can be defined and which cannot be defined. Niruktam, defined. Aniruktam, non-defined. Nilayanancha, nilayanancha. It became the supported and the unsupported. Nilayanancha, nilayanancha. Vijnanancha, vijnanancha. Vijnanam, we see here, things with sentiency, beings with sentiency. I've got the things without, the insentient also. Animate, inanimate, sentient, insentient, living and non-living things. Vijnanam literally means knowledge. But here you should take it as objects, the sentient beings. Avijnanam, insentient beings. And that Brahmatma alone became what? Satyanchandratancha. Satyamabhavat. That reality alone became both real and the unreal. Satyamcha andratamcha. That one reality became real and unreal. The cause and effect. Therefore what? That Brahmatma alone became everything that is here. All this. Yat kincha idam. Brahmatma became all this is here. As this. All this. Idam. Yat kincha means, yat kincha should be taken as sarvam. Yat kincha means whatever is here, all this, Brahmatma became all this. Yat kincha idam abhavate. This what wise people say, achakshate tad iti. Achaksha wise people say that Brahmatma, which alone became all this, to be the ultimate truth, absolute reality. Tat satyam iti achakshate. Got it now? Tat satyam iti achakshate means wise people. Rishis declare that Brahmatma, which alone became all this, to be the absolute reality, ultimate truth. Tat satyamitya, tat satyamitya chakshate. God, now this is the literal meaning of the whole section. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So regarding this also, tadapi, in this regard also, there is a rig mantra. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. There is a rig mantra. In this regard, this is the literal meaning of the whole section. So, by presenting this, what does Upanishad expect us to understand? Oh, Brahman became everything, melted into everything, one became sentient, one became insentient, everything Brahman became. So, what does the mean? Here, see, to create something. Isn't it? To create something, to become something. Becoming something, creating something. And two things. Brahman created everything. Brahman became everything. By saying Brahmatma became everything, Brahmatma created everything. First we say what? Tadanu pravishya sattachetasat. Chatyacha bhavat. Brahman became those things with forms and without forms. For Brahman, tat srishtva, then he created. So Brahman created everything, Brahman became everything. So created everything, implies Brahman being the intelligent cause. Became everything states Brahman being the material cause. Understand? See, clay becomes the pot. Means what? Clay is the material cause of the pot. And clay cannot become the material cause by itself. It must be touched by intelligent being. The same way, here, Brahman is the material cause of the universe. The material cause of the universe is Brahma. And the intelligent cause of the universe also created. Cause of the universe is also Brahma. So, Brahman is what? Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of the Jagat. Brahman means one inseparable, intelligent and material causes of the universe. Nimitta Karanam Upadana Karanam. So, universe exists and which is available for experience. We cannot deny the existence of the universe. Why? Because people always want proof. The universe exists. We ourselves are here as part of the universe. And we know we can't deny the existence of the perceiver, experiencer of the universe. You can't deny the experience of the existence of the universe. You can't deny the experienced universe. With Triputi Bheda, the existence, we can't deny this. Experiencer is there. Experience is there. Experienced world is there. Understand? And so this universe, now, at least we're not talking about it as mithya and all that. Universe is here. This universe, needs what? Two causes. The intelligent cause, and the material cause. And both are Brahma. Therefore what? Brahma asti. The universe means what? Existence of the universe presupposes the existence of Brahman as the intelligent and the material cause of the universe. Of course, we are going to understand later on, Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. But initially, this is how gradually how beautifully the teaching is presented. The way at every step, at every level, when there is a time when Upanishad presents Brahman as the Jagat Karanam and proves the existence of the universe, existence of Brahman. And later on, when we understand Arivat reality in terms of its nature of existence, exactly, they don't need to prove the existence of Brahman, isn't it? Then you can say, what? There's no Jagat. The causal status also has been negated later on. But now initially Upanishad is what? Brahman is. Existence of this universe presupposes the existence of Brahman. Why? Because everything, Brahmatma alone created this whole universe. Having created this universe, Brahmatma himself became everything in this universe also. Creating, becoming. These two verbs imply Brahman being the intelligent and the material causes of the universe. Therefore, it's made very clear, we see here, so Brahma na nasti. We cannot say tat na akashadi karanatvat brahmanaha. Do you see the part? Do you read that portion now? Okay. See, akashadi karanatvat brahmanaha brahma ந நாஸ்தி. பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். ஓகே, பிரம்மன் ஈஸ் பிரம்மன் ஈஸ் வெரி மச் தேர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். வை? பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி காஸ். பிரம்மன் அலோன் ஹேஸ் திஸ் யுனீக் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் த இன்டெலிஜென்ட் அண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் சச் அஸ் ஸ்பேஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஆல்ரெடி யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆகாஷ் தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மன ஆகாஷ சம்பூதஹ. இட் வாஸ் மேட் வெரி கிளியர். அகெய்ன் ஆஃப்டர் ரீடிங் தி சிக்ஸ்த் செக்ஷன் இஸ் மேட் வெரி கிளியர். ஆகாஷாதி காரணத்வாத் பிரம்மணஹ. பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி இன்டெலிஜென்ட் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹேஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பேஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா. தெர்ஃபோர் நாஸ்தி பிரம்ம. பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். கஸ்மாத் ஹவு ஆகாஷாதி சர்வம் காரியம் பிரம்மணஹ ஜாத்தம் கிரஹ்யதே. ஆகாஷாதி சர்வம் It is inappropriate to say Brahman does not exist. Why? Kasmat karanat? What is the reason? Akashadihi sarvam karyam brahmanaha jatam grihyate. Sarvam karyam. The entirety of the universe as product, as an effect. Right from space, etc., indeed, is understood to have been born from Brahman. Grihyate is recognized to have been born from Brahman. Akashadi sarvam karyam brahmanaha jatam grihyate. Grihyate means what is recognized, is understood to have been born from Brahman. Yasmat cha jayate kinchit tad asti iti drishtam loke. So that from which something is born. Yasmat cha jayate kinchit tad asti iti drishtam loke. In this world, what is our experience? Loke, what has been seen by us? What is our experience? Our experience in this world is whatever little is born from something that exists. Kinchit, yasmat kinchit, yasmat jayate kinchit, that from which something is born. Something is that from which something is born exists. That exists from which something is born. Is it clear? Yasmat jayate kinchit tad asti. That definitely exists from which something is born. This has been our experience in this world. Drishtam loke has been seen by us. Nothing is born out of nothing, isn't it? Something is born means something must be born from something which is already existent. Therefore, yasmat jayate kinchit tad asti iti drishtam loke. Example, yatha ghata அங்குராதி காரணம் மிருத் பீஜாதி. There's always a cause. Anything which originates must have a cause. Yatha just as ghataha. Ghata அங்குராதி காரணம் மிருத் பீஜாதி. For pot, clay is the cause. the pod originates, comes into existence from the clay. Ankuram, ankuraha means the sprout comes from the seed, bijam. Just as pot, one inert thing, ankuraha, a sentient thing, living thing. For them, there's a cause. Clay, seed, etc. Just as pot, sprout, etc. have their cause, the clay, seed, etc. So clay is the cause of the pot, seed is the cause of the sprout. Like this, everything in this universe has a respective cause. Tasmat, akashadi karanatvat asti brahma. This is the first thing. Okay, Brahman exists. Even though Brahman is the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, imperceptible, unobjectifiable, still it exists. Why? Akashadi karanatvat. This absolute abstract reality has the status of being the cause of the entire universe, right from the space, etc. Therefore, Brahman exists. We never say that from which something is born is non-existent. That from which something is born always exists. This has been our experience. For a pot, the clay is the cause. For a sprout, seed is the cause. Similarly, for Jagat, Brahman is the cause. Just example, that's all. Therefore, what? Brahma asti. Akashadi karanatvat asti Brahma. So simple. Some of them sounds like English or your mother tongue. Akashadi karanatvat asti Brahma. Even midnight, even sleep, if you say, you will say, asti Brahma akashadi karanatvat. You must read after me. Are you all reading Bhasham after me or not? You must read the Bhasham after me with the proper process. Because repeating Sanskritam sentences is so beautiful, because it will go and stay in your mind. If you listen in English, you may forget. If you listen in Sanskritam and repeat it, it will never go from your mind. Akashadi karanatvat asti Brahma. Asti Brahma. Point number one. Brahma asti. What is the answer now? Etesham prashnanam prativachana. Understand now? Uttara grantaha arabhyate. The following text is begun for the purpose of answering these questions. And the implied question is what? Whether Brahman exists or not. We'll see afterward what happened to other two questions. Okay. And for then the Ashanka. Brahma astitvam ashankyate. Whether Brahman exists or that doubt. Brahman's existence is doubted. And the reason was given. Why? And now Brahman asti. So here Brahman is presented as the Nimitta Upadana Karanam. See, at what stage, when Brahman is presented as the Karanam, there's a time Brahman will be negated also as what now? As a non-cause. The whole Advaita Prakram in Mahandukya had it differently. That's why very important to study this very properly, correctly. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.